It's a roundup time here on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Doug Steffen is here. And we are to, our orders are, Jennifer, to speak with the masses.
To protect and serve.
Yes, the events of the day, things that people are talking about. Whitney Houston is still pretty much number one on the hit parade. Some information.
Literally. Did you hear her songs are tracking number one now on the charts?
Yeah, her album, a couple of her albums actually, replaced Adele at the top of the heap, which, by the way, is, I'm not going to say it's sad. It's what you would think would be reality. But I have now found myself fascinated with this Adele. You've been holding out on me. You didn't tell me anything.
Oh, she's awesome.
About Adele. I think she is one of the sweetest things to come down. Just an interesting and solid performer who did well at the Oscars, at
the
Emmys, or the Grammys, them too. And I just, she would be somebody I'd like to have as my friend.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. She must have made an impression on a lot of people because my dad and I were talking about the Grammys, and he said, "What's with this Adele woman? She's great. I love her." So I think, you know, the shows like this bring new people to light, and she is really good.
Yeah, well, but what were we missing before? How many of you knew Adele before, and how many of you liked her? 800-510-8255. Actually, we had a lot of action on Facebook yesterday. You can catch us up with that at some point during the hour. A lot of it about Whitney Houston, but we retweeted something that was pretty heavy from Judge Andrew Napolitano, which you may not have heard. Certainly, we'll get responses to that. The sadness about Whitney Houston already, people starting with the where were you when. I don't think this rates as one of those moments, but it does, I guess, for some people. There have been lots of people, as usual, talking on television and on the radio. Some seem to think that Whitney Houston had turned things around, well on her way to a terrific comeback. Jennifer, you weren't here yesterday, so I'd appreciate a minute or so of your thoughts on this. I'm not so sure I'm asking you where were you when. I'm just
I was coming back from a rugby match in Las Vegas, actually.
Were you?
You want it? Yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, I think that she probably was doing better. She probably wasn't smoking crack, or she probably wasn't doing some of the stuff that she had been doing.
Apparently smoking a lot of cigarettes.
It was the crack that ravaged her voice. I mean, that just, there's no way around it. But
You know, you can tell when people smell. Use pot, their voice changes, especially with women.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Have you been
around friends who have smoked a lot of pot and their voice changes?
And they get the cough and they get the
dramatically.
Little...
Pretty dramatically. Yeah, but it's a kind of a raspy sound. Okay, anyway, excuse me, go ahead.
So, you know, she may have quit that hard stuff, but what I think this points to and has pointed to in the last few big passings like Michael Jackson is how dangerous prescription drugs are when you just take them willy-nilly. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously she wasn't sober. She wasn't at that point. She was drinking. People have seen her drinking, and that means you are not sober, and especially with an addict personality. And she, you know, obviously was doing some sort of prescription medication, whether or not, I mean, the news person that I was watching on CNN was saying, who doesn't have Xanax in their house?
I know. And what's Xanax?
Xanax is an anti-anxiety medication. But
do we have that many people that are anxious in our world?
Isn't that sad? But, you know, depending on how you take it, and if you take it with alcohol, it really amplifies everything. So, I don't know. I'm very sad because she, growing up, was one of my idols. I loved her. But the one I feel sorry for is her daughter. You know, I kind of always go back to the kid.
Well, apparently has a drug. The rumor is she's got a drug problem already.
The Inquirer reported that she had a cocaine problem, and then she also has been, you know, obviously having some sort of mental problem. She's almost 19.
Yeah.
But the good news out of all of this is that, you know,
That reminds me of when we were 6 years old. I'm six and a half.
Yeah,
go ahead.
But the good news, I think, that I've learned from all this is that I guess Bobby Brown is doing pretty well. Bobby Brown was a wreck, and he has become sober and has remarried, and I guess is in a pretty stable relationship. So hopefully he'll be able to help his daughter because she's going to need a lot of support, I think, after all of this.
Yep.
She's going to have a lot of money and not a lot of supervision, and that's a scary situation.
800-510-8255. I guess the question here is, in terms of thinking it through, what does all of this, if we start to shake this out, getting away from the tragedy of the event itself, what does this mean to you? The overindulgence that we have for this celebrity lifestyle. And I heard somebody say yesterday, it's just another person overwrought, overspent, overdone, overcooked, overindulged. And so what we have these things happening all the time. It seems no one learns from the message of the person who died before him or her. And
did you hear that she and Michael had been seen coming out of the same doctor in Beverly Hills?
Michael Jackson.
Jackson, yeah.
She didn't go to, what's his face, though, did she?
No, Dr. Conrad Murray, no. There's some medical center in Beverly Hills that both had been seen coming out of.
Oh, there are a lot of celebrities that go to the one. It's over by near Fred Siegel's.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. Yeah, a lot of celebrities are in and out of there all the time. The Good Day Program, 800-510-8255. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen with an addiction to advice is what I have. I am addicted to several
you
things.
You are.
Yeah,
I can sign off on that.
Yep, yep. And the one thing that I'm on to this week and maybe this month as we prepare for tax season, the TurboTax offer. We cooked up a deal with TurboTax. Do you know that 7,400 people last week went to DougSteffen.com to win a brand new laptop computer? You can join that group. Win a new laptop, which will be affixed with the TurboTax Premier preparation software, or you can win some other runner-up prizes. Lots of good things to sign up for. All you have to do is go to DougSteffen.com, click on the TurboTax logo, get the step-by-step guidance you need to sign up for this new laptop, and also figure out how to get the maximum refund. This offer will end on the 4th of March, so hustle, it's a couple of weeks to enter, and all the complete official details of this contest to win a brand new laptop computer, visit DougSteffen.com.
This programming is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for our latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Excuse me, sir. 15 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day Program with an overview of some of the hot stories of the day having impact on us, certainly the Whitney Houston conversation. There are rumors about who's going to be in Dancing with the Stars. A couple of them are actually quite fascinating. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer touches on that in a moment or two. You may join us. We encourage you with your thoughts at 800-510-8255. Judy is in Conley Springs, North Carolina. Hi, Judy. Welcome to Good Day.
Thank you. Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you again, and you also.
Will you be my Valentine, Judy?
I'm nobody else's, so I guess I will.
All right, you and I, we're together. That's it.
Yay.
All right, so you're interested in Adele. What do you think of her?
Well, I'm like you. I had never heard of Adele. And Sunday night, I watched a little profile with Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And became aware of her, and she's quite a singer, and she's fairly down to earth also. It was really good profile, and I enjoyed it a lot, and I enjoyed hearing her on the Grammy.
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. good. And
battled back from the really bad throat surgery, too. I think she had polyps or something on her vocal cords.
Yeah.
Right. I was amazed that she's only 23.
That is amazing. She seems older than that, more mature, and just kind of someone who's lived life, not like a lot of these other people who live life and they have tragedy. She just seems to have lived life. Many of the young women and men who grow up in the working districts of certain parts of England have soul. I think the Beatles proved that to us any number of years, and probably you can go back further than that. But in our lifetime, we look back at the Beatles for that. So that's good.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, I thought it was a good thing, too, that she is not your stereotype of the skinny slithering around, kind of like a Susan Boyle. You can enjoy the voice. And
I think she's a lot more attractive than Susan Boyle.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
but she says she doesn't want to be a skinny mini, and that's refreshing. But she looks good. I mean, she's a pretty girl.
Very nice girl. All right, so we all agree on that. That's cool. Thank you, Judy. Happy Valentine's Day again.
Don't forget to send her flowers, Dougie.
510-8255. We got that. What's the code for the Pro Flowers? 2121 or something, or 23?
That's right.
23. Which is your favorite Whitney Houston song was the question yesterday, Jennifer. And what one was I Will Always Love You. 39% of those who responded said I Will Always Love You. 15% said I Want to Dance with Somebody. 14% said it was impossible to pick just one. 10% said Greatest Love of All. 9% said Other. 8% said How Will I Know. And 7% said So Emotional. So we're on that bandwagon for sure. Stories about Whitney continue, including what's going on with the funeral. And yesterday, last night as I was dozing off, watching the news, it was breaking news when the private plane arrived at the Teterboro, New Jersey airport with the body inside of it. And all the cameras are focused on this building with a plane being brought inside of it.
Yeah.
I mean, how ridiculous.
Did you know that was Tyler Perry's private plane?
No, I didn't know.
That guy's got a lot of cash. Wow.
He's done all right. So anyway, but it's just kind of a little of this goes a long way. We are over the top with it, but here, listen, we're talking about it. 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Jennifer will fill us in on some of your Facebook feelings. Here's Dave in Evansville, Indiana, on Whitney. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Well, sir. You?
Oh, listen, everything's going right along.
Good. So, are you a fan of Whitney's?
Well, actually, I am. I appreciate her artistry and the beautiful music that she's made, and she just is almost irreplaceable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem I have here is, I mean, you know, this is one person that's a celebrity, and we've got hundreds of people being killed every week, or every month, rather, along the border between Mexico and America, and nobody's mentioning that at all. Yeah. I mean, it's like a plague, and you could really create a row in the broadcasting arena if you give, like, a weekly or a monthly death toll. It would only take a minute or two.
Good idea. Let's do that. Make a note of that, Jennifer. Will you please? I'm not being facetious. Let's do that, because you know how I feel about the illegal immigrant
problem. And that movement is on Facebook, so don't feel like you're the only one with that right now.
Dave, thank you. 21
thank
after
you,
on
Dave.
Good Day.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a
a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Growing numbers of Latino immigrants are considering giving up their foothold in America and returning home.
There you go.
Because of the slump.
Adios.
The government surveys the illegals. How does the government know who they are? We got government surveys of 5,000 immigrants.
If they can hand them a survey, they can hand them a tax bill. Am I wrong?
If they can hand them a survey, they can put handcuffs on them and throw them the hell out.
I have just two words for you.
Get out!
Join us. The
you all know President Obama's campaign slogan, "Yes, we can." Well, see, the Catholic Church unveiled their new slogan, "Not so fast." President Obama now backing down and will not require religious affiliated institutions to cover birth control for their employees. He flip-flopped. He flip-flopped. He flip-flopped. You know what that means? Mitt Romney maybe is qualified to be president. So President Obama said a woman shouldn't have to decide between birth control and buying food. Well, how many guys this deal? You buy the birth control, we'll spring for dinner. That seems fair.
Some TV news. I read that Craig Ferguson just signed a big deal to stay at CBS and host the Late Late Show through the year 2014. Yeah. Not to be outdone, today NBC said I don't have to share a dressing room with Al Roker anymore. It's a bummer. We were just getting along, too, man.
I know.
Getting in the rhythm of things, man.
He has made great chili.
He's great. With the 60% chance of oyster cracker.
Exactly.
One of the movies on today, of course, is Star Wars Phantom Menace in 3D. A lot of people are excited about that. I am not.
Now in 3D, Jar Jar Binks crapping all over Star Wars.
To be fair, though, I bet Star Wars is different in 3D. The action comes right at you. The special effects make the head spin. The robots are even gayer. You know, the 3D effects are so realistic, you can actually see George Lucas reaching from the screen and taking the money from your wallet.
Are you ready for Valentine's Day?
You said no. Oh, guys, are you ready, guys? You got to be ready. I don't want to spoil a surprise I have planned for my wife, but it's going to end with me saying those special words. What? I thought you liked that. That's what happens every year.
Well,
you like that.
Every couple has their traditions.
Yeah. Never likes what I give her. White Castle, the restaurant. What restaurant? White Castle is. We don't have any for you right now. I'm just.
People are like, give me.
White Castle is offering candlelit dinner service for Valentine's Day tomorrow. Yeah, candlelit dinner. It's the perfect way to tell your partner, I'm hungry and I don't love you that much.
Well, the latest issue of New England Journal of Medicine reports that the United States is facing an epidemic of antibiotic-resistant gonorrhea. Gonorrhea to which there is no cure. So happy Valentine's, everybody. See you later, guys. Thank you. Happy Valentine's, guys.
Yes.
Tomorrow, of course, is Valentine's Day, or as Newt Gingrich calls it, April Fool's Day. But hey! Well, my favorite thing, and we talked about this all last week. As you know, the 99-cent only stores is calling itself your Valentine's Day headquarters. Guys, let me tell you something. That's your Valentine's Day headquarters. You can also call the garage your new home, okay? Because that's where you're going to be. That's where you'll be living.
Valentine's Day is always gets a little bit complicated for me because I'm married to the sea. Valentine's Day is weird. A nude flying baby that shoots arrows isn't a holiday. It's a horror movie. Here's a good tip for all you guys out there. If your girlfriend or your wife gives you that speech about how she doesn't care about Valentine's Day and how it's a holiday invented by corporations, don't fall for it. It's a trap. Just buy the flowers.
There it is. 28 past the hour. Happy Valentine's Day, Jennifer.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Listen up, baseball fans. Spring training is just around the corner. So here's what you need to know to start planning if you want to go check out those games. Each year, 15 teams warm up for the season in the Grapefruit League in Florida, while the other 15 teams train in Arizona's Cactus League. The season begins in early March, and tickets are on sale now. And what I love about spring training is you get the Major League Baseball experience for a fraction of the price of the regular season. We're talking Yankees tickets for $7, the Braves for $13, and the Mariners, well, they get it for $15. Planning your own spring training vacation is as easy as buying tickets and, well, just showing up. Both the Grapefruit League and the Cactus League have their own ticketing sites. Or just check out Major League Baseball. Their site has a phone app to buy tickets on the go. You can also arrange a package deal with third-party brokers like Spring Training USA or J. Buckley Baseball Tours. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at Allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Television, I don't know if would we consider the X Factor and American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, those aren't reality shows.
Oh, sure they are.
Are they considered reality shows?
They're reality, but they are in the talent field more than they are like Beverly Hills Housewives or whatever they are.
The latest here on the conversational side of things with regard to Whitney, the family is mulling an 18,000-seat funeral for Whitney Houston. What did you hear, Jennifer?
Well, you know, there was a little dissent in the ranks, I guess, because both Dionne Warwick and her mom, Sissy Houston, wanted to fly and have her body buried in Atlanta. But they gave way and had it sent to New Jersey where they could bury it publicly.
Well, who's more influential than...
I don't know. I think the church was really involved because I think they wanted her there because she really put that church on the map.
Ah, okay.
So I think now they're looking at doing a private ceremony and then a public one at the arena there in Newark for 18,000 people, like you said. Huge funeral.
Yeah. All right. One of the spectacles. So this thing goes on and on and on. The funeral would be scheduled for Friday at Newark's Prudential Center, which has lots of sporting events there. Seems about 18,000 officials awaiting the family's arrival to complete the funeral planning. So another circus, in other words. It's hard to understand the importance of the new media in all of this. Twitter, in case you didn't know it, was the first to break the news of Whitney Houston's passing. And then Facebook sort of took over. But the this is 27 minutes before the major news networks.
Oh, yeah. CNN hadn't even pushed the story yet. And and Twitter had it. And at first, people thought it was one of those pranks again.
Right.
You know how they've had Bon Jovi dead and Eddie Murphy dead. But
so this was 4:57 p.m. here Pacific time at, let's see, Chile Mas Grande. Chile Mas Grande tweeted, quote, "My sources say Whitney Houston found dead in Beverly Hills Hotel, not in the news yet. Whoever Chile Mas Grande is, has a friend who works in the Beverly Hills Hotel, and he got the information to him. Now, one wonders, it was sent to him, and then he tweets it, so... Radio was pretty slow to jump on. It was Saturday afternoon, and a lot of people, there were people They were talking about it within the hour for sure. But a lot of radio stations didn't even change to play Whitney Houston's songs until the next day. It was not a great day for some radio stations.
It's amazing how quickly, though, some people can jump on it. You know, the newspapers, I don't know if you know this, but they already have obituaries written for everybody.
Oh, sure.
Ready to go, just in case.
Yeah.
Now, when I was in Las Vegas this past weekend, and within 2 hours, they were doing a special tribute to her downtown in that, yeah, with the light show and everything. It's amazing how quickly they can jump on that. And they showed it on TV. It looked awesome. They did all these pictures, and they did a light show and all of her music in as few as 2 hours. So it makes me wonder, do they have everything ready to go for these big stars if they pass away?
Yeah, we've got something ready for you.
Do you?
Just in case, yeah. All right, got it all.
Do you have an
NSYNC
tribute?
Yeah, right.
800. All my favorite songs.
510-8255, the 14th of February. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Whitney Houston's passing on a lot of people's minds. We also have, though, other things. There was some audio yesterday that we played on this program, and everybody, this was something that really has stirred the pot. Because you were not here, I'm going to play this or have Michael play it. One more time. This is the sort of thing that really stirs the masses. And what we're here is to create conversation about conversation and the things that people maybe ought to be talking about that they aren't. And one of the really important things, the interesting questions that are coming up about who runs the country, what about the president, who influences the president, why do we have only two major parties, do we need a completely different type of leader, very popular. And I wonder, this I thought was posted on our Facebook page, but we'll repurpose it. In case you did not hear this yesterday, you're with Jennifer. You're certainly welcome to exchange thoughts with us on this, 800-510-8255, or anything else that we're talking about. So to sort of set this up, Judge Andrew Napolitano, who was, I think, in New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken, he was a court judge, family court judge or something along that line. And because he looks good, he sounds good, he was guesting on some shows, and then he picked up a radio show, a television show, or he's been popular on Fox. And so he spent some time this past weekend explaining what he thinks are the most important things for you to be thinking about with regard to the way this country is run. So I would ask you, if you have not heard this before, to spend a moment, and if it intrigues you, I'm not going to play it anymore, but we'll put it up, we'll post it on Facebook. Here's Judge Andrew Napolitano with food for thought.
What if the two-party system was actually a mechanism used to limit so-called public opinion? What if there were more than two sides to every issue, but the two parties wanted to box you into a corner, one of their corners? What if there's no such thing as public opinion, because every thinking person has opinions that are uniquely his own? What if what we call public opinion was just a manufactured narrative that makes it easier to convince people that if their views are different, then there's something wrong with that, or there's something wrong with them? What if the whole purpose of the Democratic and Republican parties was not to expand voters' choices, but to limit them? What if the widely perceived differences between the two parties was just an illusion? What if the heart of the government policy remains the same no matter who's in the White House? What if the heart of government policy remains the same no matter what the people want? What if those vaunted differences between Democrat and Republican were actually just minor disagreements? What if both parties just want power and are willing to have young people fight meaningless wars in order to enhance that power? What if both parties continue to fight the war on drugs just to give bureaucrats and cops bigger budgets and more jobs? What if government policies didn't change when government leaders did? What if no matter who won an election, government stayed the same? What if government was really a revolving door for political hacks bent on exploiting the people once they're in charge? What if both parties supported welfare, war, debt, bailouts, and big government? What if the rhetoric the candidates displayed on the campaign trail was dumped after electoral victory? What if Barack Obama campaigned as an anti-war, pro-civil liberties candidate and then waged senseless wars while assaulting your rights that the Constitution is supposed to protect? What if George W. Bush campaigned on a platform of non-intervention and small government and then waged a foreign policy of muscular military intervention and a domestic policy of vast government borrowing and growth? What if Bill Clinton declared that the era of big government was over, but actually just convinced Republicans like Newt Gingrich that they can get what they want out of big government, too? What if the Republicans went along with it? What if Ronald Reagan spent 6 years running for president, promising to shrink the government, but then the government grew while he was in the White House? What if, notwithstanding Reagan's ideas and cheerfulness and libertarian rhetoric, there really was no Reagan revolution at all? What if all this is happening again? What if Rick Santorum is being embraced by voters who want small government, even though Senator Santorum voted for the Patriot Act, for an expansion of Medicare, and for raising the debt ceiling by trillions of dollars? What if Mitt Romney is being embraced by voters who want anyone but Barack Obama, but they don't realize that Mitt Romney might as well be Barack Obama on everything from warfare to welfare? What if Ron Paul is being ignored by the media, not because, as it claims, he's unappealing or unelectable, but because he doesn't fit into the pre-manufactured public opinion mold used by the establishment to pigeonhole the electorate and create the so-called narrative that drives media coverage of elections? What if the biggest difference between most candidates was not substance, but style? What if those stylistic differences were packaged as substantive ones to reinforce the illusion of a difference between Democrats and Republicans? What if Mitt Romney wins and ends up continuing most of the same policies that Barack Obama promoted? What if Barack Obama's policies, too, are merely extensions of those from George W. Bush? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed? What if it were possible to have a real game changer? What if we need a Ron Paul to preserve and protect our freedoms from the government? What if we can make elections matter again?
Pretty powerful stuff, Jennifer.
I can see why you like that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
It is. It makes you think, though. He's right. The political cookie cutter it's a dangerous thing that I don't think we recognize enough.
Well, I think that's something that I thought we had repurposed it on our Facebook page yesterday, but you'll take care of that today so people can go there and
do my best.
Passing it along. 800-510-8255. Speaking of doing your best, the essence of your health and well-being. Are you doing your best to take care of your body? Are you fit? Are you exercising? Are you eating the right things? Are you okay when it comes to your cholesterol, triglycerides, blood work as well? Or do you have a problem and you'd like to deal with it? Here is the solution, the fix for high cholesterol. High triglycerides, a product called Cardiol. And what I like about this is it's not only good for humans, it's good for your dog. Listen up, folks. Your dog suffers if you feed your dog the same things you eat, or you feed him too much of whatever, him or her, and then chances are, if you're like me, I take care of Charlotte the same way I take care of anybody else in my life that I love. I make sure that she is healthy, get blood work done on her all the time. And if you don't know what the status of the blood is in your pet that you love, my suggestion is you get your blood work done by your vet. And he'll or she'll tell you whether the dog has high cholesterol and high triglycerides, same as you may have. You need to lower the fats in your system and your pet's system, and you can use the same product, Cardiol. How often do you hear people promoting something like this? The same stuff you take? Well, I think this is very important, frankly. That's why I love this Cardiol formula that has 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce your cholesterol level and help get rid of those bad fats in your blood. Excellent results in 30 days. That's what users are reporting. You can get on the bandwagon by going online to Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, Cardiol.net. Or you can call the office anytime, day or night, and order your free, yes, free 30-day trial supply of Cardiol at 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Free 30-day supply. You pay a little shipping and handling, and that's it. Get on board. Try this. Cardiol.net for you and your dog, your family, all you want. High cholesterol taken care of. You don't want to risk your future and those you love. 888-809-6424.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Fanbrewery. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary, no. Fanbrewery. That's right. Fanbrewery. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you can win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence of the U.S., UK, Canada. Please click the note. NC29 call for rules at ConstantContact.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gentlemen, today is Valentine's Day, and if you have love in your heart, you would do well to put some Godiva in her hands. It's not too late. Why, even today, you can still pick up any number of extraordinary Godiva Belgian chocolates. Oh, may I suggest some luscious hand-dipped chocolate strawberries? After all, when it comes to affairs of the heart, as we all know, nothing works like Godiva.
800-510-8255. The comment from Anna in Iowa about what just Napolitano had to say. Go ahead, Anna. You got a minute here. What did you find in the words there?
Well, good morning to you, Doug, and the lovely ladies and your amazing crew and all your awesome listeners.
Oh, yes, thanks. Good morning,
Anna. We're short on time, so let's get to this.
Yeah. It's just a false dichotomy, like he was saying, this whole DC or neocon, liberal, it should be what's about right and not what's wrong. And today's word is kakistocracy, K-A-K-I-S-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y, kakistocracy, which means ruled by the worst and the most unqualified individuals.
There you go.
Oh.
Put that down as the word of the day. We got it, Anna. Thank you. Very observant. All right, so Jen, Dancing with the Stars, and who is rumored to be a part of this season?
Well, the official cast announcement is a few weeks away, but everybody's starting to rumble a little about who might be included in the cast. Now, this guy, One Republic's lead singer, Ryan Tedder, was asked if he would ever do a reality show, and he let it slip. He said, well, I know Gavin DeGraw is doing Dancing with the Stars, I just heard. So apparently, Gavin DeGraw is going to be in the cast. Cheryl Burke also said that she wants Victor Cruz to join the cast after seeing his salsa moves. And then my favorite guy, Tim Tebow, was rumored to be going in for the Miraball Trophy, although he's playing it coy and saying he's not really interested in doing the show, but we'll see about that.
Tim
also,
Tebow?
The producers, producers want Juliana Rancic for the show, Bruce Jenner might be in there, and The View co-host, your buddy Sherry Shepherd, might be on the cast.
Yeah.
The official announcement is February 28th.
51 passed on Good Day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
At 53 after the hour, lots of technology news to discuss today. Shelley Palmer is here with MySpace starting to revitalize itself. MySpace. How many people here had or have? I had. I don't
you
think
still
I still
probably
have.
Do. I do? Still do, but I have not checked it in 100 years.
All right. So Shelley Palmer gives you some reason to have, if there's any money involved. I don't have any money involved, but it'll be interesting to see how it gets reborn. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Apple is finally answering those criticizing the conditions of the factories where many of its products are made. The company has hired an outside organization to conduct a labor audit at the Foxconn factory located in Shenzhen, China. Many claim that Foxconn is subjecting employees to long hours and harsh working conditions. In other news, Amazon is looking to branch out into producing original TV content. The company is hiring executives to help develop original series for both the web and network television. Similarly to YouTube's original content, Amazon wants to turn crowdsourced ideas into professional productions. And finally, MySpace is starting to crawl back from the dead. The social networking site announced that it added over 1 million users in December, mostly due to the success of its new music player. MySpace's music library now consists of around 42 million songs. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at Allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
800-510-8255. Technology rules in this corner of the Good Day program. Also, the continuing saga of Judge Napolitano and what he said about the two major parties. Becky is in Alexandria, Louisiana. All right, Becky, your turn to be the star.
Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
I really appreciate your show, and I thank Judge Napolitano. He speaks the truth, and I think that's why we have common-sense people like Alan Keyes and Pat Buchanan being labeled as radicals.
So what are you going to do about this, though? What's in your plan, Becky, to take what Napolitano said and do something with it?
Well, I think we all have to begin with our states. We have to get new people, new blood, and I think we need to
join together.
People have
been saying that, though, for years. That's the same old ruse. You keep hearing that. We're going to vote out the guys that are in there and vote them in. New. It's just everybody says the same thing. Nobody really does anything. It's the same old crop of crap.
Over the machine.
Say that again?
Machines. Take over the party machines.
Yeah, well, that's easier said than done because you realize that all the money they're talking about, the Koch brothers and their bunch on that side, and Soros and
Money
and
Matters,
his bunch on the other side. And,
yeah.
And so how do you get rid of those people?
Don't you think we're seeing a little displeasure, though, right now?
Lots of displeasure.
At the Republican. I think that's why you haven't seen Mitt Romney take and run with the nomination.
That's quite
people
right.
People are all over the
place.
Well,
that's what the Tea Party was all about. If they'd focus, and actually anybody that knew how to organize something, you'd get away from all the social stuff and focus on one thing. And that is the waste, fraud, and abuse in government. We focus on things like Ron Paul has, and you get something. At least that's the way I read it. All right, Becky, thank you for giving us something else to think about here. 59 past the hour. Thoughts prevail on Good Day.